Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yonggi Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav, Shabbos 146a, pagination, page 291. Starting from the Mishnah, which is about 13 lines from the top. The question that we're dealing with, Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav 146a, is the question of opening containers to access food on Shabbos. We know that on the one hand, there is a leniency to open containers on Shabbos, even though normally breaking something on Shabbos would be at least a dirabbanan, a rabbinic level of violation. When it comes to accessing food or other tzarchei Shabbos, things that are truly needed for the sake of Shabbos, there is leniency. The problem would be if you're in violation of bone or makeh bepatish, creating a vessel for future use. And we'll find on this very amud two different perspectives, and although we're not going to rule on all the cases and all the arguments about each type of container, but to just give a sense of what the original source material is that people are debating. So the Mishnah states, Shover Odom es hachavis, a person is allowed to break a barrel open, and according to one approach here, like with a sword, to behead the barrel, Lechol haymena grogros, in order to eat from it the figs that are contained therein, provided that you have no intent to make a vessel. You're accessing the food. You're not making a vessel. And the Mishnah states, if you skip one line, v'lo yikavena mitzido, you're not supposed to spear it from its side. And we'll see in the Gemara what's the distinction between taking off the top or hitting it from the side. Now, somehow you're allowed to break the barrel in order to access the food. If you'll take a look at Rashi inner commentary, Rashi says, starting from Masnisin, about seven lines from the top, Shover Adam Chavis, you're allowed to break a barrel. Malaya Grogros, it's filled with figs. Besakin or Besayif, with a knife, with a sword. Lecho Mimena Grogros, because you want to access the food. Says Rashi, De'ein b'mekalkel shum iser b'shabis. Because there's no violation on Shabbos at all when you're doing damage. The Mefarshim say that that's not really true. If you would do something on Shabbos, which, if you did the exact same thing in a constructive way, it would be a Shabbos violation, then you're not allowed to do it either in a destructive manner. It's a rabbinic violation. It might not be biblical, d'oraisa, but it's rabbinic. Because you're not allowed to shred paper on Shabbos, even though it might not be constructive. But it's the same act that had you been doing it constructively to make confetti to throw by the graduation. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's constructive or destructive. Bottom line, you're not supposed to be doing it. And they explain that what Rashi is telling us is that when it comes for Tzorchei Shabbos, a true need for Shabbos, the rabbinic violation is relaxed. And we allow you to break something in a destructive manner in order to access the food that you need for Shabbos. Playing on this theme, Reb Moshe Feinstein has a fascinating tshuva in which he asks, are you allowed to open a letter, correspondence, on Shabbos? And it seems to be the exact same thing. If you're allowed to open a sugar packet to access the sugar, why can't I slit open the envelope? Now, I understand if it's a bill, it's muktzah. But I know it's correspondence. I didn't get a chance to open the letter from my kid from camp, I want to open it on Shabbos. And over here, what we have is an eye-opener, where a person who's uninitiated in what's called Sarchei Shabbos, a Shabbos need, will say, what do you mean? I'm headstrong. I put my mind to it. I want that letter now. So it's my need for Shabbos to have it now. If not, I won't talk to anybody nicely for the rest of the day. Rabbi, you better permit it. And that's not the way Pesach works. It's not a Tzorech Shabbos. You can wait till after Shabbos to open the correspondence. The sugar for your tea, if tea is your Oneg Shabbos, so then the sugar packet is permitted. The letter is not permitted. And that's why, among other reasons, a person needs a rabbinic advisor to understand and explain what's called a need for Shabbos, and not just to have your mind run away with itself. Everything is a need for Shabbos because I want it now. But that is presumably what Rashi is referring to when he says there is no Shabbos violation by destructive. He means for the need of Shabbos. Let's drop down to the last third of the page. The first word on the line is Tashmishon. First word on the line, Tashmishon. It must be like 20 lines up. That's it. Bo minei Rav Sheshes, they asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Mahu lemivraz chavita bevurtaya b'shabbos, b'shabbata. Are you allowed to spear a barrel on Shabbos? Take a spear, you smash the side. Lepis, and listen to the way the Gemara understands the two possibilities in how to answer this question, because whether we use spears or we don't, and whether you open it from the top or from the bottom or from the side, it makes no difference. The principle that the Gemara will present is the principle we're going to always work with. The question was, Lepischa kamechavein v'asur, for an opening, he is intending it, and therefore it is prohibited. He's making an opening on Shabbos. Odilma, or maybe the reason he's using a spear, is la'ayin yofe kamechavein. He just wants to open it generously, real big. He wants to open it and make a show that it's accessible to all. Plenty. Vishari, in which case it's permitted. Are you opening it in a way that makes an opening, fashions an opening, like for future use? Or are you just opening it in a way that's very open? Amalei, he answered him, Lepischa kamechavein v'asur. He is intending, we can assume, that opening it in that way, he's intending it as an opening, and therefore it's prohibited. Meisvei, I'll ask you, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, mevi adam chavish shal yayin umatiz rosha besayif. A person is allowed to bring a barrel of wine and behead it, chop off the top with a sword. So you see, you're allowed to use the utensil to open the container in a generous way. Hasam, the Gemara answers over there, vade la'ayin yofe kamachavin, he cuts off the entire top. That's to be very generous. Hacha, but over here, im isa de la'ayin yafe kamechavein, if he wanted to be generous, lefsuche miftach, let him open it from the top. What's he spearing it from the side? And the Gemara has an indication that he's intending it as an opening, to open, to put things in, to take things out. Okay. This principle, however we understand it in their case, with the spear, with the sword, whatever it is, but this principle remains. If a utensil is being opened in a way that it's an opening, then it's prohibited. If it's simply to access the food, then it's permitted. And as I mentioned, we're not going to go into the rulings of the different cases, but these are the principles that are going to be worked with. For example, there are those who say that opening a can of soda on Shabbos with the pull tab is not supposed to be done. And there are authorities that say it's perfectly okay. not taking sides. But those who say that it's perfectly okay, the logic is that I'm not intending it for a neat perforation. I'm intending it to get it open. The way to get it open, the easiest way, is to use the perforation that the company has created. And therefore, I use the pull tab, I get it open, I'm intending to get it open and to access the food. One could turn around and say, yes, but the reason the company created it in such a, is to make a nice opening. Room for debate, there certainly is. Follow your rabbinic mentor. But this is the original Gemara. This is the Gemara which everyone is debating. If it's intended as a nice opening, a tissue box, you rip it by the perforation. Is that because I want to make a nice opening? Or is that the easiest way to get it open? The common custom, preferably, is we always open things in a way that damages the container in order that there should be no question that we are not intending as an opening. There will be people who will open a can of soda, they'll put it into a container of sorts, puncture the side, and then open the top, so that it's absolutely clear that they're not intending this to create a keli. But again, this is the original source material. Yeshikoach, have a great day.